The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doug Lucas from the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading contents from the U.S. Veterans Magazine. And the first article is Beyond the Uniform, Veterans Transform Their Service into Civilian Success. Transitioning from military service to civilian life can feel daunting. Many veterans wonder how to translate their leadership, discipline, and specialized skills into a new career. The experiences of American military or AMU students show that education can be the bridge between service and civilian success. By choosing programs tailored to military needs and drawing on supportive community, veterans are forging new paths that honor their service and expand their horizons. Finding purpose and community. For Thyshawn Experience, a Marine Corps veteran turned deputy sheriff, the pivotal moment was discovering a program that connected his diverse experiences from military to civilian into a cohesive educational journey. He credits insights from classmates and professors, many with real-world experience, for giving him clarity and renewed purpose. His story underscores how the right academic environment can help veterans reinterpret their service and apply it to new contexts. Brandon Villanova learned about AMU when a coworker insisted it had everything he was looking for. He found that beyond the curriculum, the flexibility, advisor support, and faculty engagement made it possible to pursue his degree even while deployed. Being able to complete coursework anywhere with an internet connection, whether at home or overseas, allowed him to stay on track. His experience illustrates how essential program flexibility and compassionate support are for veterans still serving or transitioning. After a cancer diagnosis, Joseph Gray decided to pursue his passion for military history. Two military friends recommended AMU because the classes were online and military friendly. Joseph discovered that flexibility allowed him to maintain a full-time schedule while studying. He believes that knowledge is power, and his degree has enabled him to advance his knowledge of history and share it with others. Turning military service into civilian opportunity. Veterans often worry about the competitiveness of civilian job markets, yet their experiences show how education can transform military skills into new career possibilities. After four combat deployments as a Marine, Earl Day earned a Bachelor of Science in Fire Science Management with honors. When he applied for a position with the fire department, he was more than 5,000 applicants. Only 70 were selected, and he credits his AMU degree with helping his application stand out. And his professors at AMU, who are subject matter experts in the field, equipped him with knowledge he could immediately apply during fire department training, tying his coursework directly into his next mission. Choosing a program that values and recognizes military experience is often the first step. Universities, like AMU, that offer transfer credits for military training and design courses that build on service-acquired skills can help shorten the path to graduation and ensure that studies are relevant. Brandon Villanova and Earl Day both benefited from programs that respected their service and translated it into academic credit. Education also helps veterans refine their mission. For Thyshawn Experience and Joseph Gray, the classroom became a place to rediscover purpose. Thyshawn's Homeland Security course gave him a clearer picture of how federal, state, and local systems intersect. By pursuing his passion for military history, Joseph was able to connect past experiences to new learning. None of this happens in a vacuum. Veteran students at AMU cite the importance of using benefits such as the GI Bill and learning on support networks. advisors who understand the unique pressures of military life and peers who share similar backgrounds offer encouragement when challenge arises. The sense of community that grows in online discussion boards or group projects reminds veterans that they are not alone. Through these networks, they find camaraderie and motivation to persevere. By integrating their services experience into academic pursuits, leveraging available resources, and engaging with a community that gets it, veterans can transform their disciplined approach to problem solving into civilian success. The transition from uniform to civvies is not the end of a mission. It's the beginning of a new one. And these AMU students demonstrate education can transform military skills and passions into civilian achievements. Whether you want to lead a fire department, interpret history, or protect your community, there are flexible programs and supportive communities ready to help. Pursuing higher education is a way to honor your service, invest in yourself, and continue serving others in new and meaningful ways. Full circle, from soldier to educator at OSUIT. When Mark Gibble looks back on his journey from soldier to educator, he sees a story rooted in adaptability and purpose. Today, as assistant dean at Oklahoma State University Institute of Technology, or OSUIT, Gibble draws daily on lessons learned during his Army service, lessons that shape not only his leadership style, but also his commitment to serving those who have served. For Gibble, the military's most lasting impact wasn't just about structure or rank. It was about people. The military offers a unique and effective approach to developing soft skills, he said. Teamwork, problem solving, empathy and commitment to shared goals are at the core of what we do. That philosophy continues to guide his leadership at OSUIT, where he emphasizes collaboration over hierarchy. I once had a first sergeant who told me, "Never ask your soldiers to do something you're not willing to do yourself." I carry that with me, he explained. Whether it's preparing for an event or working alongside staff, I make it a point to be present. After leaving the Army, Gibble didn't immediately envision a future in education. If you had asked me what my goals were when I was discharged, teaching wouldn't have made the list, he admitted. It wasn't until several years later, thanks in part to the GI Bill, that he enrolled at OSUIT and graduated in 1998 with a degree in automotive technology. His path took an unexpected turn when a former classmate invited him to teach an evening class. I served as an adjunct instructor for about 3 years before being asked to step into my former instructor's role, Gibbs recalled. In 2013, I officially joined the OSUIT family. It feels like I've come full circle, going from sitting in the classroom to standing at the front of it. Gibble attributes OSUIT's strong veteran reputation to the university's history and culture. Once home to military operations, the campus still honors that legacy through murals, archives, and historical exhibits. "We don't shy away from our history," he said. "Our reputation as a veteran supportive campus isn't just recent. It's rooted in who we've been from the very beginning." That legacy continues today through the Office of Military and Veteran Services, which helps students navigate benefit paperwork and connect with campus resources. OSUIT also offers prior learning assessments, awarding academic credit for technical training completed during military service, helping veterans translate experiences into progress toward a degree. With programs designed for hands-on learning, OSUIT prepares students for careers in industries where veterans naturally excel. "Many veterans already have rigorous technical training," Gibble noted. "They just need to adapt to civilian terminology and process." He believes veterans' adaptability sets them apart. While some students struggle with the transition to college life, veterans bring coping skills and discipline that position them for success, he said. They're goal-oriented and ready to put in the work. For Gibble, supporting student veterans isn't just part of the job. It's personal. When I speak with someone considering OSUT, I share my own story, he said. I was once in their shoes. With support and perseverance, everything will be all right. Looking ahead, he's confident that OSUT's commitment to veterans will only grow stronger. Our support for veterans will continue to evolve, he said. We remain dedicated to honoring our legacy and helping those who served find their next mission. That mission is clear, empowering others to success one veteran at a time. Degrees on the Move, How Military Families Turn Mobility into Opportunity. Military life is defined by movement. Service members are transferred to new bases every few years, deployment cycles disrupt routines, and spouses often juggle parenting, employment, and relocation with little warning. These shifts can make a traditional campus education all but impossible. Yet, the stories of students at American Military University, or AMU, show that mobility can be an asset, not a barrier. By harnessing flexible online programs and supportive faculty, military spouses and families are turning life on the move into an opportunity to learn and grow. Finding a path that moves with you. One of the most striking examples comes from Chanda Chan, a Khmer Rouge survivor and military spouse who finished both a bachelor's and a master's degree at AMU. She credits her success to the university's ability to accommodate her family's frequent moves. As a young adult, she completed a Bachelor of Business Administration and later an MBA, becoming the first in her family to earn a college degree. Shannon notes that she could finish her coursework anywhere thanks to AMU's online format. She not only graduated debt-free, but says that having a diploma opened a lot of doors and built my confidence to become a successful entrepreneur and property manager. Her story shows how an education that travels with you can unlock new professional paths. Liberty Simmons offers another illustration. A full-time television reporter and U.S. Navy Reserve officer, Liberty chose AMU because the program could handle her demanding career and military commitments, and noted that the university's focus on national security, law enforcement, and military resonated with her service experience. She completed a capstone project on combating misinformation, a topic that now shapes her daily work in journalism and public affairs. Liberty's experience demonstrates how a university attuned to military life enable students to deepen their expertise without stepping away from service. Balancing family obligations and coursework is a recurring theme. Chris Hassett earned his Bachelor of Science degree in Information Technology and Management. Sorry about that. While serving, working, and raising children, he recalls that online classes allowed him to be a student, an employee, and a parent simultaneously, allowing him to become the first college graduate in his family. His story resonates with many military families who must wear multiple hats and still find time for education. Another inspiring example comes from Annie De La Cruz, a daughter of a Mexican immigrant who is married to a Navy service member. Annie set her sights on a degree that would allow her to have a meaningful impact in healthcare. Her journey was anything but easy. She relocated cross-country multiple times, cared for a daughter with complex medical needs, and supported her husband's military career while pursuing her own goals. To make it all work, she studied late at night or between medical appointments and took each assignment one at a time. She leaned on her daughters for motivation and credits AMU facility and staff with providing unwavering support, saying they always told me whatever I need, they support me. Annie's story illustrates how flexible online programs and supportive community can empower military spouses to pursue their education dreams without sacrificing family responsibilities. Strategies for success. These stories reveal several strategies that help military spouses and families thrive academically. Choose programs designed for mobility. Look for universities with a synchronous coursework, monthly start dates, and the ability to access classes from anywhere. Chanda and Liberty both highlight that being able to log in from anywhere, wherever life took them, was crucial. Lean on support networks. Advisors and faculty who understand military culture can make the difference when unexpected challenges arise. Students like Chris and Annie found that when life threw curveballs, advisor support and facility engagements helped them stay on track. Leverage benefits and transfer credits. Utilizing GI Bill benefits and transfer credit evaluations can reduce costs and the time it takes to earn a degree. Chris's Army experience was applied toward his degree through military transfer credit process, making his education more attainable. Turn coursework into a real-world impact. Liberty's capstone on misinformation directly informs her work in public affairs and journalism, showing that academic projects can have practical value for both the student and community. A call to action for military families. Pursuing higher education while supporting a service member isn't easy. However, the experiences of AMU students prove that an online degree can fit into the unique rhythm of military life. Whether you're stationed overseas or moving across the country, flexible programs and dedicated support can help you build new skills, grow your career, and set an example for your loved ones. For military families, education isn't just a personal achievement, it's a portable foundation for resilience and opportunity. MilMentor is bridging military experiences to civilian careers. Every day, service members, veterans, and spouses using MilMentor to take real steps toward their next career. Over 5,000 mentees have joined in 8 months, and more than 1,000 mentors from executives and recruiters at Fortune 500 companies to small business owners, entrepreneurs, and professionals in nearly every industry are ready to help. MilMentor is an innovative technology platform launched last year by an all-veteran and military spouse team who saw a massive gap in the community after a popular mentorship option shut down. They built it to meet a simple need, to make it even easier for military-connected community to connect directly with people who can help them advance their careers. In just months, it has become the go-to on-demand mentorship platform for the military community, growing daily and helping thousands through word of mouth and shared success stories. This is more than a platform. It's a movement built by and for those who serve and support them. Real conversations. On MilMentor, anyone in the military community can sign up for free, browse mentors by company, role, or topic, and instantly book calls with as many mentors as they'd like, when they'd like. The process is simple. Choose a time, confirm, and you're set. Mentors get reminders. Mentees get guidance. The platform handles everything, so the focus stays on what matters, the conversation itself. Each call includes an interactive agenda to help both sides prepare and get the most from their time together. Whether it's resume help, interview coaching, a referral, or clarity about a new career path. Mentors know how to guide you toward the next step, and they span almost every major company. And it's working. Mentees are landing jobs, even at their mentors' companies. Others are discovering missteps that were holding them back and finding confidence they didn't know they'd lost. Every week, new success stories come in. A military spouse breaking into cybersecurity, a transitioning Marine landing a tech role, an Army veteran starting a business after learning from a founder who had done it before. Intelligent platform. What makes MillMentor different isn't just the size of the community and how engaged it is. It's how intelligently it runs behind the scenes. A fine-tuned algorithm informed by thousands of calls recommends the best possible mentors to use based on their backgrounds, goals, and interests. Additionally, the system manages all sending of invites and follows up with reminders, suggested next calls, and encouragement at every stage. Plus, unlike other mentorship programs, users are in total control. You schedule as many calls as you want with as many mentors as you want and have no ongoing commitment. Mill Mentors roster is unmatched. You'll find mentors from every top employer and Fortune 500 you know, as well as from defense contractors, startups, and nonprofits. They include recruiters, engineers, cybersecurity professionals, product managers, high-level executives, and founders. Some mentors are veterans or spouses who've already made the jump into civilian careers. Others are civilian professionals who simply want to give back. All volunteer their time because they know one conversation can change everything. That mix has created a community that reflects the best of what career transition can look like when people work together. The next step for MillMentor is already underway and beyond mentorship. The platform will soon include integrated careers where users can view open jobs and instantly connect with mentors who work at those companies to bring mentorship and careers even closer. Imagine seeing a position at your dream company and being able to speak directly with someone on the inside for tips, resume notes, and a referral before you apply, all with one click and at no cost. It's all part of one login, one profile, and one mission to bring mentorship, jobs, and career events together in one place. Always free, always incredibly easy to use, and built entirely for the military-connected community. If you're a veteran, spouse, guard, or reserve member, or simply a professional who wants to help others, MillMentor is where you belong. Find a mentor. Become one. Connect with others who understand your journey and can actually help you reach your next goal. MillMentor, that's MillMentor, is free, always available, and already changing thousands of lives. The ballpark is just like the flight deck. It takes a team of thousands to make the first pitch happen. And just like the military, when the time comes, you've got to be ready. Johnny Nielsen brings military leadership to the Padres. When Captain Johnny Nielsen retired from the U.S. Navy after 29 years, he didn't step away from service. He just changed uniforms. Now in his third season as military affairs advisor for the San Diego Padres, Nielsen channels his decades of military leadership into one of Major League Baseball's most ambitious and authentic military outreach programs. A lifelong baseball fan, raised in sports-obsessed family, Nielsen's journey from Navy JAG to the Padres' front office is a testament to how veterans thrive in unexpected arenas. As the fourth retired naval officer to hold the role, Nielsen brings more than ceremonial flair to Petco Park's Sunday salutes. He brings operational knowledge, deep-rooted military relationships, and a clear understanding of purpose, something many veterans seek after leaving uniform service. The stamina, routines, and mission focus I developed in the Navy have served me well, Nielsen says. 162-game season is a long haul, just like a deployment. Planning, coordination, and executing, these skills are transferable. That operational mindset powers much of what Nielsen does behind the scenes, especially in fostering the Padres' deep connections from the armed forces. The Padres are the only professional sports franchise to don camouflage uniforms and honor the military at every Sunday home game. It's more than symbolism. It's about access, trust, and commitment, three values that Nielsen spent a career mastering. The Padres are genuine in their support, he emphasizes, and they need someone who truly speaks the military language. But the work goes far beyond the stadium. Through the Padres Foundation, Nielsen helps lead year-round efforts that include morale visits to bases, outreach to homeless veterans, military family baby showers, youth clinics for military children, scholarships, and more. One of the most meaningful projects he's been part of recently is the Peter Scheidler Legacy Project, which built a Padres-themed wiffle ball field and expanded classrooms with support from Padres pitcher Joe Musgrave. It's about creating joy, connection, and opportunity for military families, Nielsen said. For veterans looking to transition into the sports world, Nielsen offers practical advice. Be flexible and willing to start at the bottom. Your military background has prepared you to be reliable, adaptable, and team-oriented, he says. Once you can trust, opportunities grow. He also understands the challenges many veterans face in finding renewed purpose. His advice is to find a mission, whether through work or volunteerism. We're used to serving something larger than ourselves, he says. If it wasn't a baseball, I'd be teaching leadership or working with a nonprofit. For Nielsen, working in sports is just about baseball. It's about building a community that reflects the values of service, sacrifice, and resilience. Much like life aboard an aircraft carrier, it's the unseen crew that keeps everything running. The ballpark is just like the flight deck, he says. It takes a team of thousands to make that first pitch happen. And just like the military, when the time comes, you've got to be ready. Nielsen proves that veterans don't leave leadership behind. They bring it with them. We have run out of time for today's episode of Salute a Veteran Every Day. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Doug Lucas, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This progress is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. So long until next time, and remember, salute a veteran every day.